I'm joined by Madeline Jackson from Weybridge, who has taken on an epic task. Madeline, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Maddie, you have decided to run a phenomenal amount of miles in order to raise funds for CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young. Tell us about why you're doing it.
So about a month ago, my brother had a checkup ECG after some stomach pain that we thought, and they discovered a large hole in his heart and a deformed valve, and he was told he'd require urgent open heart surgery. And I've decided to run for CRY because CRY offers screening programs for young people to check whether they've got these defects, because essentially Al would have died if it wasn't spotted.
And this is your brother Alex, who's 15 and very, very sporty. He's a rower, athlete, karate black belt. Not somebody that you'd expect to have an underlying heart condition.
No, not at all. And he wasn't showing any sort of symptoms of a heart condition whatsoever.
So it's thanks to CRY that he went to go get himself checked, and you found that there was an unforeseen problem. And now he's had his surgery, and I'm pleased to say that he's recovering at home. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. He's doing well.
Excellent. So what did you decide to do whilst your brother is recovering from his surgery? Tell us all.
So, well, I'm really not a runner at all. So I thought, well, I should run because that would be the hardest thing for me. So I said that for 4 weeks, from Monday to Friday of each week, I'd run 52 kilometres, which is the distance from our house to the Royal Brompton Hospital where he was having the surgery and back. And then on the Sunday of each week, I'd run 26 kilometres from our house to the Royal Brompton. And then I said that if we reached £1,000 on our fundraising, then I'd run the 52 kilometres, which was an ultra marathon. But we smashed that quite quickly. So around the 52 kilometres this Sunday just gone.
So you completed a staggering 52 kilometres in one day on Sunday.
Yes.
What?
Just about.
An achievement. Oh my goodness. And your total, just tell us what your total is for mileage now. It's something exceptional.
I think we're at 11,100 now.
Oh my goodness gracious me. Fantastic. Really huge congratulations. And what a fantastic thing to do for charity and to raise funds to thank them for helping your brother.
Yes. And I also should say that on the Sunday that I did the long run, I wasn't doing it alone. I did have a little running team with me. And there were two small girls that are 10 and 11, Poppy and Kissy, who have been amazing and run with me before school, in the evening, whenever they can. And they both ran about 20K of the 52.
Well done to these very, very good friends of yours is all I can say.
Yes.
You wouldn't, well, no, in this situation, maybe I would be putting my running shoes on, but they'd have to be a very good friend of mine to be out in the wet and the cold of December doing it. So over a month, you have done a huge amount of mileage. Is it 212 miles over the space of the month you've completed?
Mm-hmm.
And how can people donate if they want to thank you for your efforts, having run such a phenomenal amount? Where do they go to find out more details?
So there's a Just Giving page under Madeline Jackson where you can see the challenge.
And you've also got a vlog on your YouTube, which people can check out as well. There are links to there. And for more information about CRY, everybody can head to the Radio Jackie website for more details there. Madeline, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck on the recovery. I'm sure you're a little bit sore in places after all those miles.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very, very much, and wishing your brother Alex a very speedy recovery and all of your family a very happy Christmas.
Thank you. You too.